So for those of you who don't know me, my name's Candace. I'm Danielle's sister and one of her maids of honor. Woo! So when Danielle first asked me to be maid of honor, I was really excited. And then, you know, she told me, you know, you have to give a speech. And all of a sudden, the role of maid of honor looked a little less exciting. So I've never really given a speech before, so I was asking different people for advice. And a couple of people said, you know, well, why don't you just tell a funny story from when y'all were kids? So I thought of this one time when... It's appropriate. It's appropriate. So when me and Danielle were little, and we came downstairs on Christmas morning, and underneath the Christmas tree, there was a brand new bicycle. And I just remember the joy on Danielle's face as she hopped onto this bicycle because she was going to show us all that she knew how to ride it. And all of a sudden, the bicycle went flying into the Christmas tree, and the whole thing went down. And we actually, we have that moment on video, if any of y'all are interested. But, you know, I started thinking about it, and I was like, why do I want to embarrass my sister on her wedding day? I mean, that's not fun. So I figured I'd just tell a story of, you know, a time when Danielle was a really great big sister to me. And, well, there's lots of those, but one that stands out in my mind is when I was graduating nursing school, and I was looking for jobs here in the DFW area. And I was staying at Danielle's place, and the night before my interview, she stayed up till 4 in the morning straightening my hair, picking out my outfit, picking out my shoes, like individually picking off each piece of cat hair off of my suit. I think I went to bed earlier than she did that night. And the next morning, she was driving me to my interview because I was too nervous to drive. And she was just like laying it on me thick, man. She was just drilling me with these really hard interview questions. And I had just drank this huge thing of diet soda, and I could not stop burping. And Danielle looks at me and she goes, "Candace, during your interview, do not burp." So, I mean, I can't really remember if I burped or not, but I got the job. And I'm glad I did, because it allowed me to move here to the Dallas area, where me and Danielle have grown to be so much more than just sisters. I can honestly say we're best friends now. And I love you. Okay. I don't want to cry. So Danielle's always telling me, you know, what a wonderful person I am. And after 24 years, I've come to realize that despite my flaws, and I have many, that I am a wonderful person, but everything that's wonderful...
Really? Wow!
Okay, but everything that's wonderful about me, I learned from watching my big sister. I'm almost done, but I wanted to mention something about Chad also. Because, you know, there are two people getting married today. So, if you had asked me 5 years ago if I thought my sister would end up with a guy who plays Dungeons and Dragons, is a total Star Wars nerd, has boxes of comic books, boxes of old comic books in the closet that take up way too much closet space, and a bizarre love of elephants... I would have told you, no way. Not my big sister. She's way too cool for a guy like that. But then I started to think about the first night that I met Chad, which I don't really remember that night because he ended up throwing me over his shoulder and carrying me out the bar. So anyways, the second time I met Chad, I remember thinking to myself, wow, he is the one. I was like, Danielle has finally met her match. And what I mean by that is that Danielle has finally met someone who is as intelligent, ambitious, strong-willed, and overly protective as she is. And I love you, Chad. Welcome to the family. You've been like a brother to me for the past 4 years, and I'm so glad that you're officially becoming part of our family. I wish you both many years of love and happiness.